Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please do be seated. It's great to see you all here today. So today, Peter's already told us, is April the 1st. If there have been any April Fools so far, I have not noticed any. That's not to say there hasn't been. But the fact that we're standing here and that we are saying Christ is risen. Okay, let's try this just once more again, shall we? Can we have the next picture, please? Christ has risen. Brilliant. And it was true, wasn't it? It was true. Mary, the disciples, the two on the road to Emmaus, 500 others all met the risen Christ in those 40 days after Easter, before Jesus ascended back into heaven. Amazing, true, new life. And new life for each one of us, given because Jesus was willing and obedient to pay the price for our sin. Obedient, even to death on a cross. Easter, it's a time of celebration. It's a time where we can celebrate together. We can have family and friends, and we can enjoy. What's the word? We can enjoy. That's the word. I nearly forgot what the word was. So I have got some chocolate Easter eggs. I just happened to have got a few. I've got a few at the back. If you're fairly small and want to come and see me at the end, when I'm stood at the door, then you can, okay? In the meantime, I need a few volunteers. So if you think you'd like to volunteer, so let's have one, two, three. Brilliant. Need three more. This is no good. Four, five. Somebody else over here? Henry, thank you. Six. Brilliant. So we've got some lovely volunteers. So how many of you have already or will be going on an Easter egg hunt? Anybody already been? Oh, okay. We're going to do the same now. There are six plastic Easter eggs. And you've got to go and find them. Off you go. Right. There are six about the church. When you've got one up the front, one, two have been found, three have been found. Anybody see an egg that needs to be found? You saw one? Oh, I can see one at the back here. So if you haven't found one, Henry, there's one at the back here, just in front of Barbara. So we've got, don't open them yet, that's cheating. One, two, three, four, five. Have you found one yet? Right, who hit? There is one on there. Is it on a table over there? Can anybody see another plastic Easter egg like this? I think. Now, I have no idea how that got into the kitchen, except I think Mrs. Pickering may have had something to do with it. I'll speak to her afterwards. Brilliant. Brilliant, you found an egg. So, we're going to have to see what is in some of these eggs. Can you go on to the next picture? So I think we've got the six plastic eggs that we should have found. Brilliant. And if you stay on that picture for a moment. Henry, what have you got in your egg? Okay, so we don't need anything on the screen at the moment besides those eggs. So we've got a foot. So what we're going to do, we're going to see what's in these eggs, and then you are going to tell me what order they come in. So what have we got in your egg? I'm going to show it. A stone. It's quite a small stone. You've got to imagine it's an enormous stone. So we've got some feet, a stone. What have you got in your egg? A cross. Okay, what have you got in your egg? A grape and bread. Grape and bread, brilliant. What have you got in your egg? A cross, but is it a particular sort of cross? Palm cross. It's a palm cross. And in your egg you have got, oh dear, absolutely. Absolutely nothing. Okay, so we've had all those things. Who thinks, in a chronological order, who thinks they know what comes first? Yes? Alfie. Alfie does come first because Alfie has got the palm cross. And the palm cross, thank you, reminds us that on Palm Sunday, which was only a week ago, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. Everybody was waving. Everybody was saying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And he rode in on a donkey, a king. But he actually knew he was riding to his death. Okay, palm cross, first one. Who thinks they know what is the second one out of these? Any idea chronologically, Russell? Yeah, brilliant. Well done, Henry, if you'd like to come here. So, yes, the foot is the next one, and that reminds us of Maundy Thursday. On the day before his arrest and crucifixion, Jesus had gathered with the disciples to share the Passover feast, and he poured water into a basin, and he began to wash the disciples' feet. He was setting an example to his disciples. He served them, and he wanted his disciples, and that includes us, to serve others. Okay, so we've got palm cross, Maundy Thursday. What do we think? Look, you're just too clever anyway. So we're going to ask some of the congregation, in case they were thinking of falling asleep. So what do we think comes next after the feet? Sorry, I heard it. Grape and bread, yeah. So grape and bread comes next. Brilliant. So at that same Passover, Jesus shared the last meal with his disciples, and he told them that his body was going to be given for them. Sorry, Mabel. His body was going to be given for them, and that his blood would be poured for them. And we'll do that shortly as we share in Holy Communion. So brilliant, we've got three. I'm sorry, you're not doing very well, are you? You keep being moved. I do apologise for this. Okay, who do we think? What do we think is going to be the next? The next, we've got a cross, an empty one, and a stone. What do we think is going to be next? The cross, yes, brilliant. So well done. So yeah, Good Friday, and that was the day we met here for Messy Church, where we made all these things. That was the day we met here for an hour at the cross, as Jesus gave his life, as he willingly gave his life, despite the fact that he was completely innocent. Would you like to hold the cross up instead of putting it back in the egg? Thank you very much. Superman. Right, and then the next thing. What do we think is the next one? We've only got two to choose from, you know, 50%, right? Stone, yeah, brilliant. So, yeah, when Jesus was died, they took his body, they put it in the tomb, and they rolled the stone in front. And the authorities were saying this was so that they couldn't say that his body had gone or anything. But nevertheless, we know what happened. And so, who knows which is the last one? This is where you come into your own. Brilliant. The empty tomb, absolutely. So on that day when the disciples, when Mary and the women went, they came across this amazing sight, an empty tomb where Jesus' body had been. The stone had been rolled away, the strips of cloth were lying there, but the body of Jesus was not. The angels told Mary, he is not here, he has risen. Jesus was alive again. And he told his disciples, didn't he? He told his disciples to go and tell others. And that's what each one of us is told. On this Easter Sunday, we are told Jesus is alive, and we are to go and tell others the good news. So, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, if those of you who've had eggs would like to just put them in front of the communion table and take one egg out of the basket, should we give them a clap? Thank you very much indeed.